Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, prayer, and prophets, for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank, in your respective places, I just thank God on tonight to be back on for the study of the Word of God on tonight. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on tonight. We're going to get ready to open up our radio broadcast and open up our study in the Word of God. Now, we're going to have just a short devotion tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. Scripture readings will be coming from Psalms 119, verses 137 through 144. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou has commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy word. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I have just read you from Psalms 119, from verse 137 down to 144. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to hear a song now.
Will you shake it already when you step in? Battle won, there is no question for me to win. It's already finished. When you start moving, everything changes when you come through. Nothing stays the same. There is no for me to win. It's already finished. Yeah. I put my hope in you. But he is the finished work. He is the finished work, yeah. Oh, but the glory don't die. You have the end. It's already finished. You made me a promise that you'll stay here. Never leave me aside. That's why I trust you, Lord, now and forever. Sorry, when you hear me, everything you have been expressing, it's been me. Have I found mine? I see your plan for me. It's been me.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come just thanking you, just lifting your name up, just praising you, God, giving you glory on tonight, magnifying your name tonight, God. We just come just giving you all the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. I come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you right now, God, to cover us, everyone under the sound of my voice, every member, God, I ask you to cover tonight, and I ask you tonight to open up our understanding, to open up our mind, God, that we may understand, open up our heart, that we may understand your word tonight as you give it. I ask you tonight, in the name of Jesus, to send your anointing, God. Send your anointing now, God. Let your power fall now, Lord. I ask you to shift this atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be conducive for miracle, sign, and wonders tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you already know, God. And I ask you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to let your anointing fall, God. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit fall, God. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us tonight, God. And let me and move me from myself, God, and that I won't say nothing of myself, God, but only of the Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Father, in the name of Jesus, teach us on tonight, Lord. And we need you, and we can't make it without you, God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bind up the strong man, God. And I bind the strong man tonight from our lives and from this radio broadcast. I bind up the strong man tonight, every demonic force, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now, in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now. I cast you out. I command you to go tonight. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority. Go now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every confusion spirit, every jealous spirit, every spirit that do not belong on this radio broadcast. We bind it up tonight. We bind up misunderstandings and misunderstood, and we bind it tonight. We bind it tonight. Everything that's not like you, Lord, we bind tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go. Oh, demon, tonight, you die now, in the name of Jesus. Die, 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 hallelujah. You die in Jesus' name. You have no power over nobody that belongs to this ministry. You have no power, no authority. God didn't give it to you. He gave it to us. You go now. You go now in Jesus' name. Because at the name of Jesus, every demon gonna flee. Go now and never return tonight. No, never return in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory on tonight. We magnify your name, your perfect name, God. And we magnify tonight. Amen. We in chapter 9 and chapter 10 on tonight. I'm going to read first and then Prophetess Martin will read after. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goat for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both the first year without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offering to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with all. For today the Lord will appear unto you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar and offer thy sin offering and burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them as the Lord commanded. And Moses therefore went into the altar and slew the calf and of the sin offering, and which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him, and he dipped his finger of the blood in the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the cub above the liver of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew the burnt offering. And Aaron's son presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled round and about upon the altar. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof and the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inward and the legs and the burnt and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it and offered it for sin at first, as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering and took a handful thereof and burned it upon the altar, besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. And he slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offering, which was for the people. And Aaron's son presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round and about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which overcometh the inward, and the kidneys and the cull above the liver. And they put the fat upon the beast, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breast and the right shoulder Aaron weighed for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering and burnt offering and peace offering. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar and the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Amen.
Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out the fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sacrificed in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace, and Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the son of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither wring your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing of oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, though, nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spake unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy, and ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and the he shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due and thy sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The he shoulder and the wave breast shall thy bring with the offering made by the fire of the fat, and the wave, and to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by the statute forever. And the Lord hath commanded, as the Lord hath commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burned. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, "Why have ye not eaten? Wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place? Seeing it is most holy, and God has given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. You should indeed have eaten it in the holy place as I commanded." And Aaron said unto Moses, "Behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord?" And when Moses heard that, he was content. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let's get with these questions. Amen. We're going to start with chapter 9. We have just one question. And it says, on what day did Moses tell Aaron and the elders to bring their sin offering and other burnt offerings to the tabernacle? On what day was that?
On the eighth day, which is the first day after the seven-day consecration.
Amen. Which is the Sunday. Amen. What is it called? That's the only question we had in chapter 9, so we on chapter 10. What did Nadab and Abihu do at the altar in the presence of God? They offered an unauthorized incense or a censer to God. And what happened was it was like strange fire to God. That was like a strange fire to God when they did that, because, you know, God don't play. He said on verse 1, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." So he killed them right there. Oh, Lord, I don't probably answer the question. Okay, what happened to them? He killed them. Okay. What did this show that God expects of us? And that's even to today. It shows us that we have to worship God in his way and not in our way. Because sometimes we'll worship God, and I'm telling you, that's a funny worship, because I went to a church with Carolyn last year or the year before last, and they had, everybody was doing some kind of dance. And everybody was doing it except for us, and it just did something to me, because it scared me so bad. Why was they all doing this dance? They was doing a dance that the Holy Ghost didn't give them. They was doing a dance. So this, you can't just worship God any kind of way. You can't worship in your way. You got to worship him in the way that he wants to be worshipped. Mm-hmm. So we on verse 2, question 2 in chapter 10. Of what did God tell Aaron and his son not to partake? Mm-hmm. What did he tell them not to partake of? And that's been should be in verse
was it
9.
Wine?
He said, do not drink wine nor strong drink. Well, verse 9.
Yeah. He said, tell them don't drink that stuff. You can't. You be priest. Because you're so get tricked. Then why were they not to partake of it? The reason why
it says the reason why, and they ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
That's right. That's the reason why, because they wouldn't be able to tell, discern between holy and unholy, unclean and clean. And that's the truth. Because how in the world I'm going to sit up here and drink and help y'all study the word of God? Or even to that, how am I going to be able to drink wine and be able for the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit to be, give me the discernment of stuff when the Holy Spirit done left, because he ain't going to dwell in no unclean temple. If I was drinking, he wouldn't be here. I know a whole lot of, you know, pastors and stuff that drink and stuff, and they have to know that the Holy Spirit ain't going to stay there and get drunk. He wouldn't dare do that. So he then departed and left because he ain't going to stay there. So that's the reason why he was telling Aaron and them don't do it, Aaron and his sons and stuff, not to do that. Amen. So those were the questions. Do we have any comments or anything from these chapters? It's a very good chapter because it's a lot of things God is showing us.
I got a question.
Okay.
So Aaron didn't do what Moses had told him to do, like eat what he told him to eat, because he had sinned?
Was it Aaron? Which question is that? On what day did Moses?
Verse 19. I know it was his son too. It was Big Azar and Ithamar. Aaron too.
Okay, chapter 9. No. What chapter is
chapter
it?
10. Chapter 10.
Okay, and Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have thou offered this sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. But, yeah, he should have did what the Lord say do. What would you ask for me?
I see it was a sin offering. He said things had befallen him. What did he mean by that?
Things had happened to him because he didn't do it the right way, I guess. It says, and Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have thy sin, thy offering, that have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things had befallen me. I had eaten the sin offering today, and should it have been accepted in the sight of God, in the sight of the Lord? Well, it's one of these offerings that they weren't supposed to eat. Wait a minute. Okay. In 17, I'm going to start there. It says, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place? He didn't eat it in the holy place, saying it is most holy, and God have given it to you, given it you to bear the iniquities of the congregation, atonement for them before the Lord. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? It would have been. But he didn't eat it in the holy place like God told him to. That was the thing. He didn't eat it in the holy place. But you should. This right here shows us how critical it is to be obedient. Do, especially when you're in a leadership position, when you're in a call position by God. That was sin offering for the people, for the congregation. He had to make atonement for their sins. And then he's supposed to eat it. I guess he made it, but he didn't eat it in the holy place. You know, that's just a little too much. You have to be obedient in what God say do. Any more questions or comments? So the first verse, this is the eighth day after the seventh day of in Leviticus chapter 8. And Aaron was not the chief priest. On God's behalf, Moses gave instructions to Aaron. The leaders were older people in the many families of Israel. And Israel was the name of all the person was an Israelite. Aaron had four sons, and that's over in 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 3. Tell us, okay, verse 2. Although the priests had not left the meeting tent, there still had to be a sin offering. The chief priest had to offer a sin offering for himself on all these public occasions. Original sin still affects the chief, so he had to make a sin offering on his own behalf first. A bull is a male cow, and a ram is a male sheep. So he had to kind of make a sin offering for him before he could make a sin offering for the congregation. The Israelites must also offer a sin offering as well as all the other offerings. These sacrifices took their place as a sinner. As sinners, this was essential to prepare for the event that would happen in verse 23. God's glory would appear to all the Israelites. And the Lord sometimes prepared as a bright cloud This happened in Exodus chapter 33, verse 9, and many other places. On this occasion, we know that they saw fire from heaven in verse 24, and we do not know whether they saw something else, but they all saw God's glory in verse 23 and 24. And in the Hebrew language, the word will appear or actually in the perfect tense. Usually this would mean that the event has already happened, but here it means that the event will definitely happen. The Lord will definitely appear to them. Stood in front of the Lord means this. Stood in front of the Lord, stood in front of the meeting tent. God was present at the meeting tent in a special way. That's what that means when it says in the tent of meeting. We could translate this sentence as, this is the word that the Lord has ordered you to do. The Hebrew word that we have translated what really means the word. We often say that the words are not important, but in the Bible, the word often means something that is very important. And for Christians or believers, the word is a name for Jesus. The word means the command that the Lord had given to the Israelites. Let me do something in chapter 10. Let me see. Well, Nadab and Abihu were the oldest of Aaron's four sons. Their names are in 1 Chronicles 6 and 3. A censer was a flat pan that carried fire. What they did was not legal. It was wrong for several possible reasons. They should have put fire into the censer from the altar, but perhaps they did not take their fire from the altar. Perhaps they tried to enter the most holy place. Only the chief priest could do that. He could only do it once a year on the Day of Atonement. That's in Leviticus chapter 16, which we haven't got to yet. But perhaps they decided to do this in order to oppose Moses and Aaron. And Nadab and Abihu thought that they themselves should be the chief priest. That's that pride, that big head, thinking they more than what they are. Nadab and Abihu had drunk too much wine, so the Lord gave Aaron another rule in verse 9. We can perhaps understand better the reason for their death because some other people died in a similar manner in Numbers in chapter 16. Those people decided on purpose to oppose the Lord. Moses warned them severely about their actions, but they still decided to approach the meeting of tents, and that's where God is, with their fire and their censers, that God would not accept the fire. The fire came from the Lord, and it killed 250 men over in Numbers chapter 16. It is very dangerous to oppose God's work on purpose. When you're trying to do it, you don't really want to do that when you're trying to do it. Moses had carefully warned Nadab and Abihu that they must obey God completely. That's in the 35th verse of chapter 8. But for some reason, they chose to do something that God did not permit. And what they did, and what they did opposed God's work at the meetings tent. That is why their punishments were so severe. They was right there at the tent of meetings, I call it. People like Nadab and Abihu, That's the kind of stuff that happens to them. The Lord punishes them severely because they decide not to obey God. That's one thing we have to do this passage right here shows us how important it is to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What they did was not an accident. They sinned on purpose, willingly. The Hebrew word for burn means ate. The fire ate them. These words of the Lord do not appear anywhere else, but they do remind us of what the Bible teaches about priests. There are some verses about this in something to do, Numbers 1, and Exodus 19 contain instructions with similar meaning. And also, Paul reminds us that judgment begins among God's people. Judgments begin at the house of God. And Aaron said nothing because he had to give proper honor to God. He knew that God's judgment is always right. These events were clearly a bad shock for him. But as the chief priest, his love for God was more important than his love for his son. And that's just something. Because he knew God wasn't wrong. I mean, we don't know God's mind. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. But we all should know that God is never wrong. He is never wrong. His two oldest sons were dead, he still had to honor God. And God know when you honor him and you're not upset with him, because he's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart, what's in your heart. So he knew Aaron was still giving him praise and honoring him. So he didn't kill Aaron, because he could have. Aaron could not touch dead bodies, as that would make him unclean. A priest who was unclean could not do the work for God. Special rules for the chief priest. He could never enter the place where a dead body was. He could not even become unclean in order to bury his father or mother. So Aaron certainly could not bury his son's body. That was why Aaron's cousins took the bodies away to bury them. The fire that killed Nadab and Abihu did not burn their priest clothes. The dead bodies were still wearing them. The Hebrew word for make your hair untidy really means this: make your head loose. People made their head loose when they took off the ribbon around their hair. This let the hair down so that it was untidy. People, and this is verse 6 and 7, people did this when they mourned. They also tore their clothes. People mourn when they are very sad at a death. The priest had to stay near the meeting tent. If they went away, they would become unclean. Then they would not be able to work as priests. Their work was more important than their feelings. So even though those were his sons, he had to stay right there at the meeting of tent of meetings. And I guess he could mourn there, but he couldn't go anywhere else, because if he did close to them dead bodies, he would be unclean, and he couldn't work for God unclean. So his work was more important than his son's death, because they were disobedient. Even though we love our children, that's a lot of the stuff, you know, that would happen. And God spoke to Aaron. This was very unusual, because God always speaks to Moses and give Moses instruction for Aaron. After the deaths of Nadab and Abihu, Aaron probably thought that it was impossible to be chief priest, but God is holy and people are unholy. The result was that already two of Aaron's sons were dead. It seemed as if his family would all die. But if Aaron was thinking such doubts, God's words would have brought some comfort. God told him that his descendant, the priest, would continue to exist. They must learn to separate holy and unholy things, and Aaron's descendants would have the responsibility to teach these things to the Israelites. So, you know, they were like Levites, and they were of the priesthood, his family, his line, his family line. And just because those two were disobedient, he didn't take that away from Aaron. He kept the priesthood in the family. So that was a blessing, because Aaron thought he was going to take that away. Many Jewish Bible students believe that alcohol was part of the reason for Nadab and Abihu's death. But perhaps alcohol caused them to behave in a manner that offended God. And a lot of times, because the words say, you can drink but don't get drunk. But when you playing with fire like that, some people can drink wine. It's a lot of priests today, especially in the Catholic Church, I think when they take their communion, they all have this one cup, and they all go up there and take a piece of bread and drink real wine out that cup. And everybody drink behind everybody out that cup. So, you know, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I would do it unless, and it was absolutely, I didn't have no other way. If the wine couldn't stay in my hand or the juice couldn't stay in my hand, I would drink it out of my hand. I just don't think I would do it, especially with wine. And they can say, well, it might clean any unclean thing. If that was the truth, they would take alcohol and clean everything up, all the unclean stuff, but that ain't what God said. So alcohol and not obeying God, I think, was the reason for the death of Aaron's two sons. Because, you know, back in those days, they drank a lot of wine because the water wasn't clean all the time. So they drank a lot of wine. In chapters, we're going to learn in the next chapter, all the way to chapter 15, it's going to tell us what's clean and what's unclean. Part of the priest's job was to tell people the difference between clean and unclean things. That's why they can't drink that stuff, because they've been told them to eat some honey that wasn't unclean, and God been to kill them. And we as believers, even just as regular believers, we should help and tell people, you know, when you get converted, you strengthen your brethren. You help and you encourage and tell and teach what you know it is to be right from right, you know, the clean and unclean, the wrong and the right. We have to tell them. We have to tell people. And then it's a corn offering. Here is the one in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 4, and in Leviticus chapter 9, 17. Holy here does not mean good. Just because it's holy don't mean it's good. It means that it was part of their religion. It was holy because they had offered it to God. The holy place was by the altar. Anywhere by the altar was the holy place. That's why Aaron stayed close. These things are not very holy as the corn offering was. The priests and their families could eat them away from the meat, the tent of meeting. Women could not go near to the meat, tents of meeting. Only the men were priests. Only the men were priests. And so a lot of times that was happening because of the women's cycle. You know, you didn't go up and ask no woman, or you bleeding today, you can come up. So God just, he was just letting them just stay back to stay back. Because, you know, women, get pregnant. They have all kind of discharges and drainage and stuff like that. And I could see God's point with it. Because we do. We have all kind of discharges and drainages and stuff. We can be pregnant or not pregnant. These things happen because we women. And that's why he only allowed the men, the priests, up close. Okay, Moses in verse 16 and 17, Moses complained to Aaron about his sons, but Aaron himself answered Moses in verse 19. Such things as these probably mean the death. Let me read it. I think I read it before. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering I did before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have not been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. But the thing is, his son, the ones messed up because they didn't eat it, that offering in the holy place. They the one messed up. So, you know, a lot of times when your children messed up, I know his heart was heavy. But I know he know that God loved them more than he did, and God don't make mistakes. He don't make mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing in every situation, in every circumstance. God know what he's doing. I don't care what it looks like. God always know what he's doing. God always have our best interest at heart. That's why he sent Jesus. I couldn't even think no other way about him because he's just a perfect, perfect God. Perfect in every way. God is perfect, and he loves us perfectly. I mean, the stuff that he allowed to happen to us because it's a learning tool. It's an experience for us. And so we have to step past that and try to get it together and try to seek his face to see what he wants us to do next. But God love us. That's all I can say. And he's our shepherd. He shall, and we shall not want. He give us our daily bread. We thank him for that. God is a good God. I just can't, nothing else I can say that's good enough for God. I'm just telling you, is there any more comments or anything? I didn't talk the whole time, but I was just trying to make sure you all understood some of that, and I see you all do understand some, because Leviticus is not an easy book to know and to learn and to understand. So I'm just grateful that you all understand some of it, because we'll be going back over it again, you know, later on, probably in the year or next year. So, anyway, I'm not going to hold you. We're going to be right back here tomorrow at the very same time for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I'm going to let you all go, but this was a really good lesson. It goes to show you that you can't drink. If you call, you shouldn't drink. Because it how you gonna discern anything in your head all fogged up. It don't work like that. And that you have to obey God. How important it is, you would die if you don't. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each one of them. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for covering us on tonight. Thank you, Father, for showing us things that we did not know. Thank you for giving us an understanding tonight. Lord, thank you for being in the midst. You say where two or three are gathered together, you will be in the midst. Lord, I feel your anointing on tonight. I just give you praise. I give you glory. I ask you to just keep each one of them covered in the shed blood of Jesus and their family, God. I ask you to cover right now in the name of Jesus. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I love you all and thank you all for coming on, supporting, and learning with me a lot of this Levitical stuff. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night, and we'll be right back on for some praise. We ain't going to do no strange worship. We're going to do some praise and some real worship tomorrow. God bless you all. I love you. Y'all have a good night here.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Love you. Good night.
You too. Love you. Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you too. Good night.